Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge that you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products or your longevity business, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We're going to talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman at the bottom of the hour about PTSD for children. Childhood PTSD related to the coronavirus lockdowns, especially what are the signs and how to help talk to your children about mass shootings and terrorism. We'll talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for information. You can also ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling 866-735-2470. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Carol Lieberman will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and I want to continue talking about dopamine. Actually, you know, before I even get into that, I heard some distressing news this morning. My favorite supplement I've been talking about for many, many years, something called N-acetylcysteine, one of the most powerful detoxifying supplements in the vitamin store. N-acetylcysteine is a chelating agent, and N-acetylcysteine is helpful for respiratory infections. In fact, N-acetylcysteine has even been used to treat addictive disorders. Just an incredible supplement. Super important for liver health. It's been used to treat hangovers. Well, guess what? Now, apparently, the drug companies are very upset about N-acetylcysteine. So Amazon has just completely dropped it off their website. And there is discussion now, there is talk now about it being completely removed from the marketplace. Now, there's pushback for sure, because a lot of people take NAC, and a lot of supplement companies are using NAC. Just last year, Nestle, the food giant, launched a nutritional supplement range of products called Celtrient. And one of these Celtrient products features NAC, N-acetylcysteine, as its main ingredient. So there is definitely some pushback here, but we don't really know what's going to happen with N-acetylcysteine. You definitely can't get it on Amazon. You can still find it
And that happened really suddenly. Just last week, or a couple weeks ago, you could get it on Amazon, and then all of a sudden one day you could, all NAC products, anything with NAC in it, was taken off of Amazon. And they just don't want you to have NAC as far as this, all this stuff that's going on with this virus and with the infection, with the viral infection that's in the news. You guys know what I'm talking about. NAC is one of the most powerful immune boosters you can use. So apparently, you're not supposed to have NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Now, I will say that N-acetylcysteine is a prescription drug, and this is one of the reasons probably. It's called Mucomist. That's used to treat lung disorders, respiratory disorders, especially for cystic fibrosis patients. And I think this is what the FDA might be thinking, is that, I don't know. I don't know what the heck they think, but it probably has something to do with the fact that NAC is a prescription drug, and now, if it's a prescription drug, can it be a nutritional supplement? Blah, 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 blah. I really don't know what to think about this thing, but it's kind of, it's a bad sign when they start restricting supplements, especially supplements that are simply amino acids, N-acetylcysteine. Don't even pay attention to the N-acetyl part. That's just a modification. The key element, the key component of N-acetylcysteine is cysteine, which is just an amino acid found in meat and dairy and eggs. And how you make an amino acid supplement illegal is beyond me. Nonetheless, they're sending out warning letters. FDA has concluded that NAC products are excluded from the dietary supplement definition under Section 201FF3BI of the Act 21 USC 321 FF3BI under this provision. If an article, such as NAC, has been approved as a new drug, then products that contain that article are outside the definition of a dietary supplement. Blah, 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 blah. This is a warning letter that the FDA is sending out to manufacturers of NAC. Bottom line, get your NAC now, people. Before, you can still find it. There are still companies that are selling it. I think you can still find it in health food stores, but you never know, and man, is that an important supplement. All right, I just wanted to get that off my chest here. Back to dopamine. Dopamine, as we said yesterday, is an approach neurotransmitter. Dopamine levels rise when we are motivated to approach something, but it's also, dopamine levels also rise when we're motivated to avoid something. So on the one hand, dopamine can be thought of as a neurotransmitter of approach. Its levels go up when we're about to do something. And because it's linked to good feelings, enthusiasm, and energy, it motivates us to do something, to approach our goals, be it to eat or to open a door or to take a smoke a cigarette or whatever it is. When we want to do something, our dopamine levels go up. But interestingly, dopamine is also avoided with avoidance, and dopamine levels also go up when we're motivated to avoid something. Avoidance is kind of a type of approach. It's a negative approach. It's a reverse approach. Avoiding something is approaching away from something rather than towards something, but it's still a type of approach. One of the most harmful and unpleasant versions of approach is a behavior that many people cannot control and it causes a lot of distress. It's called worrying. And it's something that many of us are addicted to. Worrying is a type of avoidance approach. It's a negative approach. Worrying is, it's been said that worrying is negative prayer. It's like a negative wish. It's a negative approach. Worrying can also be an addiction. Worrying behavior is also, not surprisingly, if you understand this link between avoidance and approach and dopamine, worrying behavior is linked to high levels of dopamine in an area of the brain that's called the nucleus accumbens. Nucleus accumbens is an area in the brain that's associated with reward and motivation and pleasure processing. And worrying, if you're one of those people that was worrying a lot, you could very well be addicted to worrying. Schizophrenics who experience an extreme form of worrying, that's called paranoia, are known for dramatic increases in dopamine secretion, which can sometimes be triggered by drugs. And in fact, one of the main mechanisms of action of antipsychotic medications that they give to schizophrenics, Naproxen, Ramoxapride, is blocking dopamine. Dopamine blockade is a standard mechanism of action of antipsychotic drugs. And dopamine blocking drugs are also used to treat out of control muscular movement disorders like Tourette's syndrome or tardive dyskinesia. Also hiccups. Dopamine blocking drugs are used to treat hiccups. worrying is a type of psychosis. Worrying can be thought of that way. Paranoia is an extreme form of worrying, and paranoia and schizophrenia go together. Paranoia and psychosis. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. back on the Bright Side. Got lots of lines open for you. All our lines are open for you. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything to do with health or a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to the media psychiatrist, Dr. Carol Lieberman, at the bottom of the hour. Does your child have PTSD from coronavirus lockdowns? And how to talk to your children about mass shootings and terrorism? Dr. Lieberman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls if we have them this segment, 844-236-6010. Let me just say a few more things about dopamine. There's an interesting article I wanted to get to. Hopefully I'll get to this about apparently we're going to now have to be weighed when we get on planes because Americans are so obese that it's creating a safety hazard on planes. Man, we are one sick, fat culture. Fat, sick, cancer-ridden, diabetes-ridden, lifespan decreasing. Just crazy how unhealthy we are as a culture. Despite the fact that we have more drugs, more vaccines, more diagnoses, more devices, more doctors, more insurance, and we pay more money for all of that than any other culture in the history of the planet. All right. So back to dopamine here. Dopamine is associated with worry. Worry is a type of paranoia. Paranoia is a type of worry. Paranoia is like extreme worry. Paranoia is a feature of psychotic behavior. And dopamine blockade is one of the ways that that psychiatrists and physicians treat psychosis. Taking physical action is the best way to oppose worry. Interestingly, the best way to counteract worry is to do something. And physical action also involves dopamine. So it's like dopamine builds up when we don't take physical action. Then when we physically act, when we actually do something, our dopamine gets used up. Our dopamine levels drop. Dopamine levels drop when we start to do a behavior. Dopamine goes up when we're approaching a behavior, and then dopamine drops when we do the behavior. But physical action, I'm talking about doing something about what the focus of our worry is. If we're worried about money, take action. Go out and get a job. Read a book that will help you make money. Figure out a way to get some money. If you're worried about your health, start exercising. Take action to address health. Take a walk, work out, eat something healthy. If we're worried about a relationship, we can take action to strengthen our relationship. Make some phone calls, write gift cards, buy some gifts. Taking action to address a worry is a way of channeling dopamine from the internal chambers of the brain to the musculoskeletal system. This is why action counteracts worry. Dopamine has a huge impact on our lives, for better or worse. And if we're going to have a good, successful, content, and happy life, we want to understand, and then we want to leverage dopamine. When dopamine was first discovered in the late 1950s, 1957 or 58, its role was thought to be in supporting healthy physical movement. We knew that Parkinson's disease was associated with dopamine, and Parkinson's disease was when we couldn't make movements. People who have Parkinson's disease have problems walking. They have problems opening a doorknob. They have problems taking a cup and raising it to their lips. And we knew that the areas of the brain that were destroyed or that degenerated when people had Parkinson's disease were dopamine areas. But dopamine is much more than has a lot more to do with our lives than just walking and eating and opening doors. Dopamine is the molecule of the future. Dopamine has no idea about the present. Dopamine is always anticipating. Anticipation is important. It plays a critical role in survival. We got to be able to predict things. We got to be able to anticipate things. If we're going to have a successful life, if we're going to have an effective life, if we're going to survive, we got to be able to predict whether the lion is going to eat us, whether there's a lion around the corner, whether there's going to be a famine. We got to be able to predict things. We got to be able to anticipate things if we're going to survive. But many of us live our lives through this survival perspective, through dopamine perspective, through anticipation perspective. We don't live in the present. Dopamine doesn't live in the present. Dopamine is about anticipation, and this anticipatory way of experiencing our lives, yes, it's functional. You got to be able to predict things, but it also has a downside. Living in anticipation, living in prediction, living in the future keeps us from what's real, which is now. There is no future. Future doesn't exist. The future's imaginary. There never has been a future. There's no such thing as tomorrow. Tomorrow is always today. Tomorrow only exists in our minds. There's no tomorrow in real life. Think about that. There's no such thing as tomorrow. It's just a concept. There's no real tomorrow because as soon as it's tomorrow, as soon as tomorrow comes, it's today. There's no such thing as anything that's not right now. But dopamine has us living in the future. When we're living with high levels of dopamine, we're constantly living in the future. We're living in anticipation. We're living in prediction, and it keeps us from the real. The only thing that's real is the here and now. When we spend our perceptual energy, our perceptual biochemistry, constantly focusing on the future, we miss our lives. Our lives are only happening in the present. How many people do that? How many people live their lives in the future and completely miss the present? Wouldn't that be a horrible thing to be 80 years old or 85 years old and never having lived a moment of your life because you're constantly in the imaginary future? And I'm sure many people have that experience. They wake up one day, they're 85 years old or 80 years old or 75 years old, and they say, "What happened to my life?" They didn't even notice their life because they were constantly living in the future. That's dopamine. And it's encouraged, by the way. Our capitalist, money-centered economy, our world, depends on us living in the future because we buy things so we'll be okay in the future. We have a dopamine economy. We have a dopamine society. We have a dopamine world. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Carol Lieberman is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's see what my friend Kevin has to say. Good morning, Kevin. What's up, buddy? Dos Fedonia. Or Previet. Sorry.
Right.
I get those mixed up. What's going on, man?
I found a way for me to lose the weight. Small portions. You said don't eat to just eat. Wait until you hear your stomach growl and still wait.
Yeah, very so, good. Where did I tell you that? Where'd you hear that?
You said it.
Yeah,
you
that's right. I lost a lot of weight doing that. Exactly. Just wait until your stomach, wait until you really feel it in your belly and then wait a little longer. Very good, Kevin. I like that.
That's what I'm doing.
How much have you lost?
6 pounds in 10 days. And
nice.
And it wasn't coming back on, like water weight, you know?
Good deal. What do you like to eat? What's your go-to?
Then I'll eat anything but fish.
Do you have a favorite, though? Do they have pizza in Russia?
I make the best pizza.
Okay, gotcha. Do they have is pizza an addiction there, like it is here, or like where there's pizza joints on every street?
You know, maybe about 200 yards from me is Domino's.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. We got a commercial, but real quick, what is like what's the version of pizza or tacos or the snack, the kind of like quick food, quick snack food that they have in Russia? We got that bad connection again. I'm sorry, buddy. Call back tomorrow. Let's get a better connection. All right, that's it for now. Carol Lieberman, Dr. Carol Lieberman with us at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, actually, the media shrink. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's tax season. President Biden and First Lady Jill earned over $607,000 in 2020, a significant drop from their 2019 income while the Bidens were outperforming speaking engagements. The Bidens' tax rate is at 25.9%. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug reported $1.695 million in gross income and paid a tax rate of 36.7%. 2 months after President Biden slammed rollbacks of COVID-19 restrictions in Texas as Neanderthal thinking, the state reported no deaths from the coronavirus on Sunday for the first time since tracking the pandemic data. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter Sunday that the case numbers in Texas is at 338. A fire that started Friday in Pacific Palisades in Southern California flared up Saturday due to gusty winds and is threatening homes in Topanga Canyon. More than 1,300 acres have burned, affecting about 1,000 people. USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Conservative analyst Candace Owens is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Monday. The infectious disease expert said coronavirus exposes the undeniable effects of racism on the black community.
The left is always looking for a victim narrative. And let me tell you, if there's ever been a victim that is deserving of airtime, it's science. It made so much sense, and now it's suddenly over. And I like to say that Dr. Fauci to me is like, you know, when you're a kid and you play that game, Simon says, touch your head, Simon says, touch your toes. You've always wondered, who is Simon and why are we doing what he says? Simon is Dr. Fauci. He's making this stuff up as you go along. Wear your mask. Simon says, wear your mask. Simon says, don't wear your mask. Simon says now that COVID is racist and it affects black people more poorly. We don't know why he's saying it. It makes entirely no sense, but apparently a lot of people are following his orders, and this is his new push to blame this somehow on systemic racism. By the way, if he's concerned about systemic racism and he's talking about how COVID might affect black people, I think what he's hitting at is obesity, right? We represent like a higher percentage of people that are obese, black Americans, and obesity is the number one killer in America. He might be onto something there, but it has nothing to do with race. Race is not determining whether or not you're fat or whether or not you're skinny. And these are good discussions that we should be having. Of course, what the left is obsessed with right now is politicizing science. And right now, the policy is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, just call the other thing racist. To say not to have what I want would be racist. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up as well as all our programs archived, 11 years of archived daily programs and lots of great health information at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, as well as the Youngevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're
want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, please check out our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy. I had a compounding pharmacy for skin health for many years, and I discovered that when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's what True Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, all based in nutrition, all based in vitamin C and retinoids and vitamin E. You can find out all about them at TruthTreatments.com. You can also check out our going on 1,900 four- and five-star reviews. We've been collecting reviews now for about a year and a half. We've got 1,900 four- and five-star reviews, all posted at TruthReviewed.com. TruthReviewed.com for our reviews and TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Carol Lieberman is the Shrink to the Stars, the media psychiatrist from Beverly Hills. She is a three-time honoree by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. We're going to talk about COVID lockdowns and children, how to talk to your children about not just COVID lockdowns, but also school shootings and terrorism, all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world today. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Carol Lieberman. Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Hi there. Hi. Fine, thank you.
Can I call you Carol?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, Carol. So, Shrink on board. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with psychiatry. Now, you're a medical doctor, and you specialize in psychiatry. Have you always been a psychiatrist, or did you do other things first?
Yes. No. Well, I after medical school, I did a year and a half of sub-internship, which is spending months doing pediatrics and surgery and internal medicine and and then I did a year after that of straight medicine, internal medicine. So then I did my 3 years of psychiatry at Bellevue, and I have been a psychiatrist. And actually, after my MD and after my residency and all that, I also went to a school for public health. So I have a master's in public health as well.
So you specialize in the psychological impact of what's going on in the world, right? Geopolitics and such. So, boy, this must be salad times for you. This is great times for you, right? Because there's all kinds of crazy making stuff going on in the world today. What's your take on COVID? Let's start off with that. Psychological impacts or the psychiatric impacts of it.
Yes. COVID, and it's not so much the disease itself, but the government's reaction to COVID, what has happened because of COVID, what has happened to, you know, in the so-called cure to treat COVID, that has been more devastating psychologically for us than COVID itself.
So, that's interesting you say that, because it wouldn't work unless people were predisposed to being scared, to being in fear. So it's not like, don't you think it kind of leverages people's inherent psychological instability?
Well, yes. I mean, the more anxious you were before COVID, it will affect you more during COVID. But the media has done a lot to make people more afraid, even people who weren't anxious before or especially fearful. For example, you know, I'm sure you'll remember, especially at the beginning of COVID, the television was just filled with news stories around the clock about, and radio too for that matter, about statistics. You know, how many people got COVID new cases today?
And modeling too.
Died.
And also the modeling, the predictions of what's going to happen.
Yes. And showing on television news pictures of people in hospitals dying.
Great. Right.
You know, that was the worst part. So it was, and this was 24/7. So of course it made people terrified. And then it was easier for some governors and so on to make these mandates for lockdown.
Do you think there's some kind of titillation that goes on, like we're excited about it in a weird, perverted sort of way, like we like horror movies, that kind of thing?
Yes, there is something to that. I mean, of course, you know, for people who actually lost a loved one to COVID, and that was the hardest part. Not just people dying, but the idea that you couldn't be with your loved one once they were hospitalized and with COVID, you know, so they had to die alone. That was the most tragic part of this whole thing.
People dying alone. That's I can't even imagine what that must be like. You know, you have to look at your loved ones through a glass window or on Zoom or something like that as you die. That seems like the ultimate tragedy. Do you think there's COVID hysteria and then there's anti-COVID hysteria? Do you find that there's a personality type that is like a reverse COVID hysteria, freaking out about the other side of the equation?
Yes. Yes. And you know, what's interesting now is that, with the CDC, well, first of all, you know, there is so much confusion amongst the average person, because between Dr. Fauci and, CDC and various, so-called authorities saying one thing one day and then changing their mind the next day and really showing, but certainly by now, that they don't know what they're talking about. And so much of it is just political. Like, for example, what just is happening recently, where the CDC and Dr. Fauci were saying that the people who are vaccinated don't have to wear masks. So, you know, that is making confusion of another sort. First of all, I mean, people aren't sure where they can and where they can't. And is it safe now, because we've been so frightened the other way, is it safe now, even if you are vaccinated, to not wear a mask? So there's all of that. But what's interesting is that there's a real there's no etiquette about, I mean, there should be, but people aren't following any kind of etiquette about vaccines. Like, for example, you know, when vaccines first came out and it was only for certain ages and it was only if you had an underlying medical condition and that kind of thing, and everybody would ask each other, so did you get vaccinated yet? I mean, it's like implying either you thought that they were over a certain age or they had underlying conditions, or if they didn't, they had to sort of explain, they felt they had to explain to you why they hadn't yet.
Right.
And this weekend, I was at a place, I was at a horse show, and so there were lots and lots of people. And this is the first time, really, to see it play out, because they just made this announcement at the end of last week. And so half the people I guess maybe a little more than half were not wearing masks. Of course, it was all outdoors, and then some people were, and people who were wearing masks got asked, so you didn't get vaccinated yet?
Oh, wow.
Why didn't you get vaccinated yet?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very interesting point, and that's about to come upon us, because people are going to be able to not wear masks when they go to stores, and they're going to be asked, oh, did you get vaccinated? Did you get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Hang on to that thought. I want to address that and talk about children
sure.
as well when we come back from our break.
Sure.
Dr. Carol Lieberman is with us, Shrink on Board, the media psychiatrist. More with Dr. Carol right after this.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, we're talking to Dr. Carol Lieberman, shrink on board, media psychiatrist. So, Dr. Lieberman, you're walking in the store, and now you don't have to wear a mask, right, if you've been vaccinated. So you have to basically announce to everybody what your position is or what your health situation is vis-a-vis the vaccine. What do you think of that?
Yes, I think it's awful, and I think that the worst thing is going to be if they really do require passports.
Yeah.
That's going to be the end of American democracy, the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing, I mean, we hear all different kinds of percentages of the number of people who have been vaccinated. It's like it goes up and down. I mean, the latest I read today was 45%, but I heard before that it was 60%. Anyway, you know, it's in a way, you know, we want herd immunity. We want enough people to either have gotten COVID or have gotten the vaccine for herd immunity. But at the same time, if it's less than 50% or even maybe less than 60% of people who are vaccinated, it would be hard to have a vaccine passport because, like, let's say airlines, they would be cutting down the number
60% of people. Yeah, that's a good point. If you were a betting person, what would you say the odds are of a passport?
Well, I think they're going to try to do it just because that is the way that our government seems to be going in terms of putting more and more restrictions down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be, just like there was with masks, I think there's going to be a definite counter protest, you know, or protest about it.
Mm.
I mean, yes, we all want to get back to different things. I mean, like, for example, they talked about the Ticketmaster, for example, you know.
Yeah, right. If you have a concert, concert, right.
So, yes, we would like to go to concerts, but on the other hand, you know, is that going to be enough to make us get vaccinated. And even this new thing with saying you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated, I see that as a political move. Because since there are only 45% of people who are vaccinated, and they want to get a lot more, not because, I don't think it's because they're really looking out for our health, it's because right. they want to feed Big Pharma, you know,
right.
make Big Pharma richer.
Yeah.
So it's like an incentive.
This yeah, you get a free donut. You get a free Krispy Kreme donut, you know that, right?
Exactly.
Right. Even they're bribing you. Some states are giving you money. In Ohio, you get
yes.
to be part of the lottery. They really
yes.
want you vaccinated. They really
yes.
want you vaccinated. So listen, here's the thing. I got 30 years left, you know, or maybe 20, 30 years left. But what about the kids? How do you explain all this to children? How do you explain the masks to children? What do you do about now they want to vaccinate children? How do you talk to kids about all this stuff? Little kids.
Well, I believe... I think it's outrageous that they are vaccinating 12 to 15
mm-hmm.
year old kids.
Outrageous.
And certainly to do even more would be even more outrageous. But there's no way that there have been enough studies on the impact on kids, growing kids. I mean, 12 to 15 years old, they are still, their brains are growing, their everything is growing. And so there's no way that there has been able to be enough testing because the population hasn't gotten older. You know, the kids haven't gotten old enough to know what the effect is going to be in 5 years, for example. So I don't think parents should get their kids vaccinated.
Talking to them. How do you talk to them?
The main thing is you do need to talk to them a lot. Because this is all, just like it's confusing for adults, it's even more confusing for kids. Especially the fact that they hear so many different opposing recommendations.
Right.
That's bad for adults. You know, it makes us feel like nobody's minding the store, nobody knows what's going on, which is the truth. But instead of admitting it, you know, they're just giving all these contradictory advice. And for kids, you know, it makes them lose faith in the world, in their parents, in their, in governors and presidents and the fact that society is looking out for them.
So there's no sure thing. There's no sure thing for a kid anymore.
Yes. So I think parents need to be honest about how we don't know all the answers yet, you know, and there are scientists and doctors are still figuring this out. Right, you know, they think such and such is the best right now, but what I always recommend from the beginning, I have been recommending, rather than worrying about vaccines and so on, and I think you would probably agree with this. In fact, I wonder if maybe we talked about it on an earlier show, a previous show, that I created an anagram called Heal Myself. And it's things that people can do every day that don't cost money, essentially, and that are just things that make your mind and your body healthier. So each letter stands for something to do. So H is healthy, nutritious food. E is exercise. So heal myself. H is healthy, nutritious food. E is exercise. A is aromatherapy, you know, candles or flowers. L is laughter. At least an hour a day. Then myself, music or meditation. Y is your choice of supplements or vitamins, and/or vitamins.
I get what you're saying. There's ways that we can take control of our health that don't involve the medical model, that don't involve drugs, that don't involve vaccinations, that don't involve outside your body. I mean, we have all of these mechanisms we could use. That's what's so infuriating to me, is you don't hear those knucklehead bureaucratic doctors on TV talking about vitamin C. Now, by the way, NAC is about to be banned. I don't know if you heard this. N-acetylcysteine.
What is?
N-acetylcysteine, which is a, I'm sure you know this, is a powerful immune booster and chelating agent and glutathione supporter. It's now being banned. They're talking about banning it. It's not on Amazon. It's a supplement. N-acetylcysteine. It's used to...
All of this is just to get us to do things that, you know, there's so much is money in politics.
Yeah.
Let me just finish. The S is sleep. No wonder remember.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sleep, getting at least 8 hours a night. That's one of, and then E is engage with friends and family to support each other.
Nice.
L is limit your daily intake of gloom and doom, and I call Fauci the face and voice of gloom and doom.
Yeah.
And F, last but not least, is follow your passion.
I love it. Doc, you're awesome. That's great work you're doing. So what's been the response? Are you considered to be a rogue and a maverick and a troublemaker?
I'm sure by some. But no, it's been a very good response, you know, to that. But people, not to say that that makes everybody say, okay, well, I won't get the vaccine or I won't stay in my house. I don't want to tell people. I think people need to decide for themselves.
Choice.
That's the key.
Choice. Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Choice. Yeah, if people want to do it, that's fine. You know, I think it's crazy, but if they want to do it, that's fine. But don't mandate it. Don't mandate that people stick toxins into their blood or they can't get a job or they can't travel or they can't go to a concert. And that's really where it becomes infuriating. Well, you're awesome, Dr. Lieberman. I really appreciate it. Do you have a podcast or anything where you're on the air regularly or anywhere people can listen to you?
Yes, I have on Dr. Carol's Couch is on every, it's on weekly on voiceamerica.com. And then I do another podcast called The Terrorist Therapist Show, which is wherever podcasts are, including Renegade Radio, renegadetalkradio.com.
It's called The Terrorist Therapist, did you say?
Yes, the Terrorist Therapist Show. I am.
You're the Terrorist Therapist?
Yes. When 9/11 happened, even though I'm from New York, born and bred in New York, and my heart is still in New York, so even though I was living in California by the time 9/11 happened, I devote a portion of my work. I've written two books on terrorism. I help people to overcome the ongoing memories of 9/11. Well, not to overcome them in terms of forgetting about it, but to overcome some of the impact. And then also to be able to reach their dreams despite the ongoing threat of terrorism.
Well, you're doing awesome work, Dr. Lieberman. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Media psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman, her book, Bad Boys, Why We Love Them, How to Live with Them, and When to Leave Them, and Coping with Terrorism, Dreams Imagined, and our website, drcarol.com. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Dr. Carol. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That was Dr. Carol Lieberman, website drcarol.com, and that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.